Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and here we are doing that holiday edition of Word Sexy Radio. As you know, this is supposed to be, and I don't know yet if this is going to be the last show of the year, so we're going to just kind of play it by ear as we go, but just sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. And we thank you all for coming in and tuning in right now. And then those who don't have the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And just in case you didn't know, this is Grown Folks Radio. So we say things on here that if you get offended, I'm sorry, because we do it. We talk like grown folks. We cuss and all of that. So if you don't want to hear that, then I suggest you go on. But we thank you for listening, and we're going to do our thing. So right now I'm going to bring in my co-hosts because I see that they're here. How you doing, Ms. Cotton? And I think that's DV. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
How y'all doing this evening? This is that last show of the year, maybe. I might do another one. I don't know. I'm trying to debate.
You make it sound so final. It's the last year. It's the last episode of the year, maybe.
Maybe.
Keep that door open.
That's right. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because, I mean, the next two Mondays, of course, is going to be Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And you know damn well I ain't going to be doing New Year's Eve. But Christmas Eve, I don't know. I probably won't because I know I'm going to be out somewhere. But I might do a Tuesday or Wednesday show in there or something in between. You know, I might do that just for fun. You know, because we got that prerogative. We can do that shit. So, I mean, that's the way it goes. But I'm just glad that you guys are here. Hopefully, y'all got all y'all Christmas shopping done. And like I said, everybody out there, the number is 347-215-8539. Tell all your friends. I put the link out there so those that can listen to the show, if they want to just listen to it and not call in, they can actually listen to the link. I put that out as well. And the chat room is available, too. So we do have a couple of calls. I don't know if these are, if this is one of our guests. We got several guests that's going to be here tonight. We got a singer coming in as well. His name is Jay Red. We'll see what he's going to do. But we got him, and we also have a couple of authors that's going to be coming in. So let me check real quick and see who do we have here at the 252 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up? This is Jay Red.
What's up, brother? I heard about you, and you got my name, so yeah. Well, how's it going?
Man, I'm feeling, man, a little bit under the weather, but I'm here.
Okay, well, we ain't going to keep you long. We just want to give you a chance to talk about your music. And I know that I heard some of your music, and I know how you sound, although the people that are here may not have. I was hoping to have got a track from you so that I can at least play it for you, you know, if we could hear that. But
Wow.
I don't know if you have. You know, we could have did that and, you know, played something so we could have it on the show, because the show is 2 hours. Maybe between now and 10 our time, maybe you can send that to me some kind of way, and I can probably play it because I know you're not feeling well. But kind of tell people a little bit about you real quick.
Well, I'm an R&B singer, and I'm actually moving more into the Southern soul market now. And, of course, you know, my music is geared to strictly the grown folks, period. It fits your format very nicely. Because I talk about things that grown people do. It's not for kids at all. You know?
Well, we don't have kids listening, hopefully. If they are, they need to get the fuck out off the goddamn radio. Because this is Word Sexy Radio, and that's how we do it here. And I did, like I said, I heard some of your music, and you're talented. You're a talented brother. So we want to try to promote that song. Because normally we don't have musicians on my show. I'm going to tell you right now. You are the first. So.
Oh, wow.
And you know, my friend who told me about you, you know who she is. You was on her show. She begged me in so many words to bring you on. And I listened to your music, and I was like, I got to let this brother come on for a minute. I was hoping, like I said, if we could get a track from you, maybe if not today, sometime soon I can play it on the show.
Most definitely, man. It would be my pleasure to get that over. I'll get something over to you tonight. As soon as I get off the air, I'll get something over to you tonight. And just to speak a little more about it, I have titles on my latest EP, such as Let Your Sex Go, I Wanna Make Love, We'll Be All Right, Miss Grown and Sexy, Freak You, Let's Get Away. And see, all these things are definitely talking about, you know, grown folks.
Yeah, I like that. Did you say let's get a hotel room or something? Is that what you did? No, I'm just playing. But, But let me let a couple of my co-hosts ask you a couple of questions real quick, and then we're going to let you go because I know you're not feeling good. So, Cotton, I know you got something to say to Jay Red.
I don't. I'm not familiar yet. I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing, Red?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, let me tell you, he kind of reminds me. He probably gets this all the time. I know, he probably gets this all the time. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I'm going to let you speak. But brother kind of reminds me of Eddie D a little bit. I know he probably gets that a lot. But that's kind of who he kind of reminds me of. So if you put your Eddie D singing R&B and shit, you got him. Okay? So that's it. But go ahead, Katna. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything. I mean, I'm learning. I'm just learning about him. So I didn't.
Yeah, it was a surprise. I thought he was going to blow some notes tonight, but brother's not feeling good. I understand that. That's the reason why I didn't tell you, because I wanted him to tingle your pussy and shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
It sounds like a lot to do that.
But the brother can sing. I'm gonna tell you right now. So that's good. But we thank you for coming. How can people get your music if they want to get a CD or something?
You can go to www.jredmusic.com, You can also just check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/JRedMusic. And I've got plenty of links and so on and so forth up there on my pages and whatnot. I also want to give a shout out to Christina Hyman, she was one of my biggest fans. She won the contest on my page, so I had to make sure I shout her out.
Okay. All right, well, we thank you for taking time out of your schedule to appear on the show, and you can always come back. So just give me on Facebook, Red Snapper is the name, and you can find me just about anywhere on there. Well, just look where all the big booty pictures are, and you'll probably find me, because people have been tagging me lately. I don't know what's going on with that. I get a lot of women tagging me with asses and shit. I don't know, but anyway, I like it, so keep doing it. Anyway, we thank you, brother, for coming on, and just, you know, send that to me, and we'll get that played. If you send it to me tonight and I check it, we'll get it played for you.
Most ever, man, because I gotta get caught up on what I'm doing, so she'll be a little more aggressive on what I got.
Okay.
And she got a radio show as well. She might even have you on her show. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I send this music over to her, she's gonna feel it. I have the awareness that she'll feel that when I send it over.
Oh, here you go. Bragging and shit. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show, brother. We're gonna go ahead and let you rest your vocal cords, but we're gonna have to get you back.
That's what's good, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Peace and love.
Not a problem. Okay, so what we're gonna do right now? We got some other numbers here. Let me see. We got a 757 number. State your name. Where are you calling from?
This is Dafia, calling from Virginia.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Dafia, the lady who wrote that magnificent book called Dignitized? She is here.
How you doing?
That's
what I'm doing, good. How's everybody?
Hey, how you doing, lady?
Okay, well, we're glad to have you on the show. We're going to, you know, talk to you and give you a chance right now to kind of tell people about your book and how you got into the literary game and how you got started and how you came up with the title Dignitized and how much of it is about you and how many people off on your book and how many motherfuckers that got fucked and made babies and all kinds of shit listening to your shit. Let's talk about it.
One question at a time, damn it.
Oh, you know me. This is Word Sexy Radio, so. All right, so how'd you get in the game?
You said what? How did I get the name?
How did you get into the game, the literary game?
Oh, how did I get into the game? Actually, a good friend of mine wrote a book in 2007 named Song the Artist, and it was her first book, and, you know, she did it for therapy and everything, and, you know, I really needed to do some therapy of my own to get some demons out.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
You know, so... And I know I'm nasty, so I figured that, hey, I could just put the two together and see what happens. So
you think you're nastier than me? Okay, go ahead. What should I say? You think you're nastier than me?
I ain't saying that.
No,
I'm
just saying. You might be. Shit, hell. Who knows?
We'll
but go ahead.
Hey, when she get her own talk show, then we'll see.
She might,
right,
because she's doing a lot
right
of things.
Now,
she's doing a lot of things.
I do have my own blog talk show called Dignitized.
Oh, for real?
See, I told you, man, she does it all. If you say something, she'll have it the next day, I'm telling you. That's her, man. She's that way. Go ahead, tell us some more about you, though. Tell us how you came up with Dignitized.
I came up with Dignitized. Like I said, I was fighting some demons of my own. I loved somebody for a long time, and I didn't realize that I wasn't in love with him. It was just all about the sex. So, you know, when I realized that, I was like, hey, damn, I was dignitized or, you know, whatever. And so I just started writing about that because that's what I knew about.
So women do get fucked up over dick? I didn't know that. Is that true, Cotton?
I don't think it's just a dick by itself. You know, you got to have some other things to bring to the table as well. But if you take all the other things out and still deal with that person, then pretty much you're dignified.
Okay.
What you think?
All right. Well, go ahead. I know my co-hosts have questions for you. Go ahead.
I said some women do get that itis where it's all about the DI. So... you know, I'm just not one of them because, yeah, you got to bring something more to the table for me.
She got that unclad pussy. You can't get through her, man. She's got that unclad shit, you know. I mean, I've been knowing her for almost 4 years, you know what I'm saying? It was an unclad, and I'm just playing. Go ahead.
But she,
it's the last
like
I said, a year, maybe,
you know,
like I said, you know.
Yeah,
I got to talk shit.
Yeah, but yeah. That's not nothing unusual, though. Like, that's what you do all the time.
What I'm doing now? Talking shit?
Yes.
You know me. That's Word Sexy Radio on Red Snapper. Okay. Now, I know
so
DV's
what?
Got some questions. Come on, DV.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, so you basically wrote the book based on true life experiences, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what the book is about. Because, you know, I've been hearing a lot about it, but, you know, I have no idea, you know, what's going on inside the, you know, inside those pages.
Actually, the book is about a marriage counselor who specializes in sex therapy. And he actually speaks with her clients to make their marriage better.
She
feels like if she teaches the guys how to make love to their wives right, that they won't worry about all the other crap.
So is she having sex with these guys, or is she educating them?
She's having sex with them.
She's fucking.
Yeah.
So she's showing them how to fuck their women by fucking them.
So how much is this about you? That's what I want to know. We don't get to that
well,
point.
Well, I'm not a sex therapist, but I need to fuck for fun, so.
Oh, so you taught some people how to fuck? Okay. That's what we're trying to find out.
Yeah, we all had, you know, taught a lesson or two in our day, right?
I don't know. I never wrote a book about me teaching somebody how to fuck, so that's why I was interested in your book. And I've read some of it, so I know there's some interesting things in there. So the concept of a sex therapist, what made you come up with that concept?
Basically, I was just trying to find a profession where she could be a classy whore.
Okay, a classy whore. She could just be a call girl or some other shit. I mean,
when people think of strippers, they don't think of classy. When they think of prostitutes, they don't think of classy.
Shit, I love strippers. Shit, I contribute. No, I contribute to strippers all the time because all of them is going to get their degrees and shit. That's what they tell me.
Right, but
they all in college and shit. You know, they all in college.
10 years, huh? They're in that 10-year plan.
Hell yeah. Okay, so sex therapist. So, all right, that's good. So,
I just wanted to do something different, not the norm.
Right.
Okay, well, that's a little different. That's definitely different. So, without telling us the end result, I'm sure there's going to be a part two to this book, right?
Yeah, I'm writing that now.
Okay. So what's the success of it? I see you're a hustler. You get out there and you really push very well. You have some contests and things that's going on right now. So how is that working for you?
Well, actually, the contest that I have is it's a Christmas book giveaway that I'm giving away 10 Kindle e-books or Nook e-books or whatever, just for people to support other authors and to get out there and see some names that they've never seen before. Giving everybody a chance just to come together and show their support and participation. So I just have them to tag the book that they like and, you know, put it on their page and get other people to like it and things like that. Just like I said, I'm trying to bring authors and readers together to see a lot of people that they haven't heard of and, you know, get to know them. And I'm going to gift 10 books, you know, just because I always give back. I love to help other people. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good.
I'm just now hearing about your Blog Talk Radio show, so tell us a little bit about that. What days it come on, what time, you know, give us an idea what kind of topics.
Right now I'm only doing the radio show. At first I was doing it daily, and it got to be too much because I had other things going on, but now I'm doing it just once a month because to support my group, Gemini Phoenix Review Central, where I have, you know, a certain amount of authors within the group that we all support one another. We have a book of the month, and everybody reads that book and purchases that book to show support, and then we all leave reviews. So if there's 30 people in the group, then that person is guaranteed to get 30 sales and 30 reviews. So basically, I just do it now to to, you know, discuss the books, to have a monthly book discussion.
So it's more like a book club type.
I know next year I'll probably go back to the uncut and raw, nasty, stigmatized station that it was before, but right now it was just too much going on, like I said. So.
Yeah, this is my first time hearing about it too. So I mean, like I said, I've known about you, but I didn't know you had a radio show as well. That's good.
Yeah, I did it back. I started when I published the book back in June. I think I started it around July.
So you have,
and then I did
you
it about a month and a half, 2 months. Yeah.
Right. So you got a publishing company too now, right?
Yeah, Gemini Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's if somebody wanted to get your books, how can they get them?
Well, they can get it pretty much anywhere online, mostly Amazon, Barnes & Noble on the Nook, and from my website, DafiaBlunt.com, or, you know, hit me up on Facebook if you want an autographed copy.
Okay. So what's next for you? I mean, you're doing a lot of things already, so is there going to be a Digmatized movie, or what's going on, what's next?
Nah. Nah,
I'm waiting to see that shit.
Straight to DVD.
People they hit me up about doing a short film or a screenplay, and I'm just like, I'm not interested in that. I'm trying to improve my craft right now, and you know, if that happens, it'll happen later on if God bless me with that. But right now, I'm just focusing on my craft and trying to learn and grow within my craft. So I'm doing Digmatized too, and then I'm gonna do a street lit book called Bad News Bitches. It's a tribute to my hood in Newport News, Virginia. So that should be out sometime next year as well.
You said it's a tribute to where in Virginia?
To my hood, Newport News, Virginia. Newport News.
Oh, Newport News. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. I used to live in Virginia. I lived up there for 9 years, so I know all about Newport News and Richmond and all of that. And Fort Lee, I was stationed at Fort Lee. I know all about that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I got an ex-wife and two kids that live. Matter of fact, if y'all listening, y'all right there in Petersburg, so I just got to talking to her. Matter of fact, so yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. So I've got some stomping around up there in Richmond.
I bet you do.
Yeah, all up on Broad Street and shit. But anyway, we're glad to have you. You're welcome to stay on the show if you want, because we're going to be doing some things later in the second hour. Cotton has got something she's going to do, and I'm going to let her work that. But we got another caller here. I think this might be our other guest. It's a 513 area code. State your name, where are you calling from?
This is Romeo DiNatti. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, what's up, brother? You said
really
that with. Well, you can continue if you want to. You ain't got to talk. I was just wanted to make sure I had you just in case, you know.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show.
Okay, brother. All right. Okay, thanks. All right. Well, we get that sometimes. Okay, just like yesterday, when I was listening to Cotton's show the other day. Some dude called in talking about, I just called in. I don't like y'all, but fuck it, I'm calling in anyway. What kind of shit is that?
For real?
I don't understand.
That dude was like, I hate y'all, so I'm going
to
listen.
I don't like you motherfuckers, but hey, I called in anyway to support you. That shit was an oxymoron if I ain't heard of it. Anyway, chat room. I see y'all hitting people in the chat room now. Well, y'all going to do any questions? You got any questions? Just go ahead and put them in the chat room, and we'll go ahead and ask them. Right now, I think it's just us that's left. Nobody else is here. So we're going to do our thing. Cotton, how was you planning on doing this giveaway on the dating thing? And is your person going to call in?
They were supposed to be calling in. I'm checking to see if... she should be calling in, actually. The last four of her numbers, 0232.
Okay. Well, when it comes in, I'll let you know. But right now, this is a Christmas show, so we can talk about anything. We always talk about anything we want to, but let's talk. I don't want to talk about the massacre and all that stuff, because I don't want to get into that. That shit pissed me off, so we're not going to go there. But we can talk about some other shit.
What did you say you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about the shootings and all of that. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, I'm about all talked out about them, that, man.
Yeah, let's talk about some happy shit. Christmas is coming. How many people got somebody gonna fuck on New Year's Eve? That's what I want to know. Call in with that. If you know who you gonna screw on New Year's Eve, the number is 347-215-8539. This is World Sex Radio. Tell us who the hell you gonna fuck on New Year's Eve? Because I don't know who I'm gonna do if I even get any. Okay.
Now, in other words, even if you're hoping,
yeah, just call in. If you got a prospect or anything, just tell us about that. The chat room is like, Lord have mercy.
That's what I'm saying.
Miss Green, I'm sorry, baby. I don't get upset. I ain't going to say your first name because I know. But look, J-Red was on. He's going to give me a track. I was hoping to have got one so we could play it. And I also got the track that I want to play GPA's new thing as well. So we'll be playing that too. Just let me know when you want to hear that. I was going to kind of wait till the second hour to get into that. Is he going to be calling in?
He should have called in, yes.
Okay, well, if not, then we'll work it out anyway. Like I said, I have it, so we'll play it and, give it some play. I think I got it. Did I upload it? Yeah, I did. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, and it's kind of wow, but I liked it. It was real quick and nasty. But what's the subject that we can speak on tonight that, because there's some interesting people I know. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Okay. Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind somebody.
More help.
Somebody.
Hold on a second. I'm hearing somebody else. I'm hearing somebody else. Okay. All right. What was you saying now?
I wouldn't mind somebody in the chat room giving us a topic to jump off on.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Chat room. Since you're there, can you guys come up with a subject of something you want to talk about in a relationship aspect tonight? I'll give you a few minutes. Because there's a couple of people, and not necessarily relationships, just whatever you feel. I mean, why didn't niggas do what they do or whatever? I don't know. Whatever you want to talk about. We want to do that tonight. This is a free-for-all show until the second half, which we will be getting, hopefully, into the dating book thing that Cotton has going on. There's an 816 number. I don't know if I should ask them if they want to speak or not because I don't want them to hang up. But I am going to try. Please do not hang up. If you do not have anything to say, do not hang up. 816, what do you have to say if you have anything to say? You do not. Are you just listening? Okay, they are just listening. I'm going to leave them alone because I don't want them to hang up. Okay, but look, all right, this is what we're going to do. Now, I can talk some shit now. I mean, I can bring up some shit. But I'm hoping the chat room, because there's someone in the chat room that I would love for her to come up with a subject. Because I know she does have a subject, or maybe she might. Person in the chat room, you know who I'm talking to, MG. you going to say something to me? She's talking about Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Okay, look. Y'all know this is Word Sexy Radio, so we can't be quiet tonight. We have to do it. All right, now, my girl said, the lady, the author that was just here said her phone died. That's the reason why she's gone. Okay. I don't know why that would happen if you charged it up knowing you was going to be on an interview. But anyway, all right, we'll just go forward.
You're going for the balls today. I'm like, for real.
It's that show, okay? It's that show. So that's what we're going to do. But look,
basically,
you're telling
somebody, like, fuck you and your phone.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, Cotton, did you get everything answered in that answer? We're not going to talk about it anymore unless you really need to. But the question you had last time about the answer, are you done with that now? Or
yes, I definitely got my answers, and I really appreciated the answers that were given. I can't even tell you how, because it's so hard to get men and women that have normal, respectable conversations when it comes to sex. Everybody has to make it dirty, or the man is just saying whatever he's saying to get into your panties, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm just, so I appreciated the answers that I received from you two intelligent women.
So I guess my understanding is that if you're going to get somebody's ass, and I'm talking about anal sex, if you're going to get that, then you must have some type of valuable relationship with that person. in order for that to transpire, unless you're just some freak that just like to do it all kinds of ways, which is not necessarily all the time. Okay. I just want to make sure we got that. Okay. We have another caller, and her name is Melanie. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you staying on today, or are you going to drop off?
I hope so.
Okay. All right, well, we got you in. We got you here. So we thank you for coming, and we're wasting time right now. Fuck it, that's what it is. Okay, because what's supposed to happen is we have a show. Go ahead and kind of explain what's supposed to be going on. And we still can probably make it happen some kind of way. I don't know how, but tell us a little bit about your idea.
Basically, what we're doing tonight is we're going to have the three gentlemen, the three authors who are going to be on. There's going to be one young lady that you guys do not know. She does not know you, and she's going to ask you some relationship questions. Based on the answers that you give, one of you will be sending her a book to her. I will get all of her, of course, her information. And shoot it out to whomever is going to be that one that she feels answered the question the best for her.
Now, does somebody have like a TV on or something in the background that I'm hearing all kinds of feedback? So hopefully someone does. If they can turn it down, huh? Who's on?
I said I don't.
Okay. I don't know why I always seem to get that feedback. But anyway, okay, DV, you've been quiet tonight, man. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing. I'm trying to get into the chat room, and they keep telling me it's connecting, but I can't get in. So I'm just like, damn, you know.
Well, there's people in there, because there's a lady in there that I know who is a blog talk host herself. She's an author, and she was the reason why we had Mr. Red on the show tonight. So she told me about him, and... I don't know if she wanted me to say her name or not. She did say her name in the chat room, so I guess I can mention her name on the show. I don't know if she's still in there. She said, give me a minute, so I guess she's trying to come up with a subject. But anyway, her name is Michelle Green. So she has a show, I think I want to say it's something with Essence, but I can't think of it. I think it's Number One Essence or B1 Essence. And that show is a great show. And she has a lot of, not only authors, but she has a lot of musicians on her show. Okay, she says she's coming up with questions. Okay, good. All right, while we're waiting on her, just in case we don't get this lady to call in to do this thing, and GPA is not here either, so it might just be me and you, DB.
I like those eyes better.
Yeah, I do too. You think the man is going to lead us out with his poetry or something or what?
Well, you know, GPA.
No, there'll be no poetry reading. There's no reading from the book. These are relationship questions.
Well, you want me to play his little thing real quick and, you know, see if I can hear that or what? Or no?
No.
Promote his obsessed with you. He's obsessed.
He needs to be on. I need him.
Okay, well, I have no control of him.
I messaged him to find out if he's going to be on.
Okay, so while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and do this plug real quick. We have coming to Kansas City, and for those who are interested in coming to Kansas City, the week of May 1st to the 5th, 2013, at the Sheridan Crown Center, we're going to be having the Book Lovers Event of the Year, and it's called the RT Convention, where you're going to be having 350 best-selling authors at this book fair. They're going to be autographing and signing books. There will be e-books and graphic novel expo, and there will be tickets sold at the door. You'll be able to get in. There will be prizes, free gifts, and giveaways. There's going to be over 100 workshops for fans and writers led by top-selling authors in all genres. It's going to be a five-day event. And now, this is not a black event, okay? This is an event that is predominantly white, but you're going to have all types of authors, like some of the names that are going to be there. There's going to be Laura Lee, Heather Graham, Brendan Jackson, Cherry Adair, Melissa Marr, Shannon Butcher, Jacqueline Frank. There's a lot of authors that's going to be here. That's some you may not know, some you will know. And I'm sure there's going to be some. They're going to be doing all types of genres, mysteries, romance, science fiction, erotica, historical, paranormal, urban fantasy, it's inspirational, and YA. What the hell is YA? Anyway, that's going to be there. So that's what's coming. That's going to be coming to camp. Young adult, is that what that is? Melanie knew that. Okay. All right, well, that's going to be the event that's coming, so plan to come here and see Red Snapper, and I'll teach you how to two-step when you get here. The number to register for this is 800-989-8816, extension 12, or go to www.rtconvention.com for details. And I'll talk a little bit about this some more. They're going to be doing some one-on-one agent and editor appointments, and they're going to be trying to get people squared away in this now. Now, we got a lot of home people here on the line right now. They're here listening. So we need to have an off-the-chain show like we normally do, and we're not there. We're not there. Okay, Arthur Speak, That One Essence Radio. That's it. That's what the name of it is. Okay. So you got some questions. Why don't you call in instead of just being all on the chat room and shit? I want to hear your voice. Can you do that, Michelle? The number is 347-215-8539. Do I need to type it in the chat room for you? But anyway, all right, so Cotton, what are we going to do?
She says she's on, so.
Oh, is she?
Zero
I don't see.
Two.
Oh, she is? Okay, well, let's bring her on in.
0232.
I got it. Okay, so here we go. 0232, state your name and who you are and all that.
Hi, this is Cece Nevins, and what else am I saying?
What are you going to say? You don't know what you're going to say?
Oh, no.
Not one of them tonight. It's not like that, is it? What are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was...
Yourself. You're fucking up and you're from Kansas City. Come on now, don't mess up. Talk to me. Oh, she hung up. No, she didn't hang up. She's still here. Somebody else hung up. But anyway. Okay, yeah, you're still here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what is your reason for coming on Word Sexy Radio tonight? Did Cotton inform you? Did she brief you? Did she left you hanging? Why are you just not knowing what to say and shit? I mean, it's just radio.
Sounded like sabotage.
My name is CC, and a little bit about me.
Yeah, tell
me. Let's see.
You know, you can lie. You don't have to tell the truth.
I'm 29 and. An author, of course.
You're an author?
Uh-huh.
You're an author? And
uh-huh.
You live here in Kansas City, and I have not encountered you?
Guess not.
Have you ever heard of Red Snapper?
Nope. I did actually look you up and everything.
Wow.
This is
great. Okay, so go ahead, Cotton. Get this thing going, Cotton. Get it going.
She is not supposed to be interrogated by you. This is her interrogation of you and Red and you and DB and the missing party. My partner is missing. So.
Okay, this 29-year-old lady, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to let Cotton go ahead and run this, and we're going to get this going.
All right, so Cece is going to be asking you guys a series of questions. Now, she may have some extra questions that she want to ask, but I did give her a few questions to ask. And you have to answer honestly. No going around. I don't want that politically correct answer crap that some people like to give.
That red is all over that.
We don't want that.
Hey,
we want
I can use a sound if I want to, right?
No, not in the middle of the game.
No. If she says something that needs a sound, then we need to put that. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So
right.
She's going to ask you some questions, and based on who she chooses, one of you have to send her one of your books. And I will, again, Cece, I'll get your information so you can email it to me or message me with it, and I'll make sure that they get it so you can get your book. And since she knows none of you, she knows none of you, so she's not picking based on who's her favorite. She's not doing that. She's going to pick based on the answers that you give. So don't lie.
Okay.
Don't lie.
Okay. But before we get into this, though,
I'm
hearing some kids in the background, man. I mean, what? Can we please, someone, if you're next to a television or something, please, can you move from that, please? I appreciate it.
There's a thing called a volume button, right? All you got to do is turn it down.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. So, my first question is, what is your idea of a fifth date?
Who are you going to?
Age before beauty.
You said, what is the question again?
What is your idea of a fifth date?
Number five, the fifth date.
Yeah, so like when you go on your fifth date, what is your expectations or what do you expect to happen on like a fifth date?
Damn, five dates. I must really like her if I went out five times with her. I don't know because you need to go down the line on what I would do on each date to the fifth date or just answer the date, the fifth date. The fifth date is probably going to be, if not another dinner, it's definitely going to be a movie in there somewhere because I don't go on the first date is never a movie for me. All right, so we'll probably, if I like you enough, I guess we're going to a movie or something or a play or something like that. So I would love to take the individual that I'm with, the lady, to a place where, and if I'm like her, it's five dates, so I must be really feeling her. Either if she likes to dance, if I found that out by then maybe we go somewhere where we can dance or, you know, have dinner or maybe some type of a movie or something like of that nature or a play. You know, I don't like to do the norm stuff. Me, myself, I don't like to continue just the dinner, the movie or, you know, that kind of thing. So it would have to be that we know each other for a while because when you go to a movie, you can't talk to anyone. So I guess that's an ideal fifth date for me would be to take her to maybe a play or something like that.
Okay.
All right, I guess it's my turn. You know what? I like Red's idea, but I'm exactly the opposite. Usually the first couple dates, you know, you go out, you know, away from the house to gauge whether you like this person or not. So, you know, you're hitting up the movies, you're hitting up clubs, you know, you're doing things like that. I think by the time the fifth day rolls around, that's the time for you to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and invite her to the house or she invite me to her house. You know, I don't care whether we watch a movie, whether we cook dinner, it doesn't matter. You know, I can cook for her, she can cook for me, but usually by the fifth day is the time you want to be a little more intimate. Not intimate in the kissy-kissy kind, but definitely not around the crowd so that, you know, you have some real one-on-one time. Like I said, the first couple of dates, you spend a lot of that time filling each other out and making sure this person ain't crazy because you certainly don't want to bring somebody that you don't like back to your own house or, you know, back to your own residence. So by the fifth date, if I feel that she is that type of person that I wouldn't mind being with, yeah, she can, you know, I'd invite her to the house, maybe cook for her, maybe we rent a movie, do some popcorn, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Wow.
you
can definitely tell the age differences in the this, right, as you can see. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what's the next question?
My second question is, why is it, as a man, so difficult to seek and wait for the woman you feel best fits you to be with?
Damn, that's some deep shit. Damn, that's a deep down question. Okay, why is it that the man can't sit back and wait? Hell, he wants some pussy. That's why, okay, look. what makes you think that he can't wait? I mean, it just depends on the person he's with. I mean, you know, how the relationship is going, depending on the things that both people have been through, it's not that he can't wait. I mean, it just depends on, you know, there's a lot of things that's in there. That's a very broad question. Can you kind of bring that down just a little bit to a little bit more?
Sure, I will.
Yeah,
okay. So, okay, basically, when women beat a man, they're like, okay, I'm ready to do a relationship, something like that. you know, or they kind of know the seriousness of what they want to take it to, what's the next level that they want to take it to. Why is it that a man, on a man's behalf, it takes, you know, like months, like they want to, you know, not more so be, what is the word I'm looking for, exclusive. Why does it take them so long to figure out whether or not they want to be exclusive, as to where with a woman, they kind of know off top what is kind of like the breaking thing to say, okay, this is why I won't have a relationship, or this is why, you know, I will.
Damn.
See, I knew I picked the right person.
Yeah.
But you know, the question is, it's a good question, don't get me wrong, and I can answer it, but the thing is this question is a case-by-case question, because it depends on the person.
I asked you, DV, and GPA, what kind of women y'all like? Now, y'all gave me these broad answers, but none of you...
What is the woman
got
to do with the kind of woman?
Listen, Cotton,
the question you asked, or that was just asked, was, why does it take a man longer to commit to one woman? It ain't got to do with the kind of woman she look like.
The question is, why
she wants to know why does it take a man longer to commit... That's what she's asking. Why does it take a man longer to commit to inclusive to one woman when a woman already knows in the beginning? That's what she's basically asking. I'm saying it in my own words. Am I wrong?
I wrote the question, so I know what
the
question is. And the question is why is it difficult for you to wait for the woman who best fits you? That's the question.
Well, how do we know if she fits? We got to find out.
Look, I mean, in all honesty... Men, like, we can take it back to men and women being raised differently. Men are basically, you know, taught to screw everything in a skirt, and women are taught to keep everything tight. Don't let, you know, too many men in your life. So by the time we keep remembering these and regurgitating and reciting these things, so by the time, you know, we hit that age where men are supposed to be wanting to settle down, we still have that mindset of, look, you know, I don't want to be tied down because I'm missing out on the world. Men have ego, as if we don't know this, but we like to believe that every woman is potential, that if we settle down, we're potentially missing every woman that comes after the woman we're with. And it's inevitability. Whenever we get a woman, the women who we wanted always track us down and like, you know, if you didn't have somebody, I'd be with you. So we always feel like we're missing out on that opportunity to have more sex.
So there are a lot of men
who see things, you know, clearly. They're like, okay, this is what I want, and these are my expectations. So when they get that woman, they don't let her go. But there are a lot more men out there like, okay, well, this woman is probably going to wait for me because she's the one, you know, she's going to be my number one. But while she's my number one, I'm going to go ahead and see what else I can do, you know, while I'm stringing her along, you know. And that's not a mature mindset, but it takes a long time for you to get to that point if everybody's telling you, you need to have sex. You got to have sex. You got to experience the world. You got to, you know, you got to do this girl. You got to meet the girl who will lick your balls. You got to meet the girl who, you know, Tasha Sally. You know what I'm saying? We're constantly being told that we're missing out on the next great thing. And then when we're looking for that next great thing, we miss the great thing that's right next to us.
But, you know, the horrible part about that is that in your search and in men doing that, they're constantly complaining about not having the right woman in their life. And that's the gripe that you hear a lot. Well, I can't find a good woman. I can't find a good... That's because you're doing exactly what DV just explained right there. That is what you're doing in your process.
It's not that we do it intentionally.
Not all men.
It's not that we do it intentionally. It's just that, you know, everybody has this illusion that monogamy is some unachievable myth that exists only in the realms of, the, you know, of our grandparents. you know. But no one ever tells men that they need to settle down until they start, you know, having all these babies. Then they're like, okay, well, you got five kids, you need to settle down. Or you got, you know, this, you know what I'm saying? That's the only time they really tell men to settle down. Other than that, it's go out there and you know, kind of like in Coming to America, you know, stir your royal oats, go out there and experience the world. With women,
or,
it's the antithesis. You know, don't go out there and shit, right. Don't go out and shit yourself because every man you with, he leaves a piece of his soul in you. So when you're trying to find the right man, all these other men are coming out.
Right. And or something traumatic happens in his life, like a near-death experience. Like, dang, that's extreme. But, okay. Red?
I don't even know what to say on that now because, I mean, to me, all of that is true. But my thing is, it's still case by case because it depends on where the man is in his life at the time. It's not all men do the same thing, but DV just said. Now, they may start out at a younger age doing all that. But if a man is older, he might be in a different mindset. It might be just something different. Maybe he's been through some stuff that he's trying to sit back and make sure that he's looking at everything instead of just jumping straight on that first person or whatever. You know, it's a lot of what ifs in there. That's the reason why I said what I said, because you know, it depends on, it's case by case. It depends on what's going on. Not every man is going to sit back and just play all the women and string a woman along. That's not every man, but a majority of men do that.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
They do.
But there's a lot of men.
Yes, they do.
I know they do. I won't say
majority.
But I still think that it depends on what's going on in that man's life at the time. And I don't think that every woman sees a man and she's already automatically want to be in a relationship with him either.
But the majority of women, that's how they were raised, and that's how they view a man when they see when they're engaging with him. They're saying, "Is this going to be the one? Well, let me see to get to know him because this is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to just sleep with him for the night and then move on to the next." There are some women out there like that, but for the most part, most respectable women were raised that, you know, you don't want to be sleeping around with a bunch of men. You want to find a man and settle down and have some kids and blah, 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 you know. So
that's
majority.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm with that.
All
okay,
right.
So what is the next question? Because I don't know if I answered that one or not, but what's the next question?
My next question. How long should a woman in a committed relationship with you wait on a marriage proposal?
Oh,
man.
I wrote these damn questions. I can tell because I'm like,
yes, she did.
How long should she wait? Hell, I don't know.
I'm
shit.
Say,
I don't know.
These are typical.
Yeah, because
they don't
say
very typical dating questions.
Let me say
the reason why I put that out there is because you hear a lot of men say it's been 10 years. Are we still dating? It's been 5 years and you still ain't popped the question. Or we still ain't. It's been 2 years. We still ain't met. We ain't even engaged.
Well, let me ask
you
this question:
on?
Why the fuck you still with this motherfucker for 10 years?
But think about this because of that because of the thing that DV touched on earlier, which was, I'm trying to see if she's the one, so I want to make sure that I have her over here. So when I'm ready to settle down, I mean, I'm not doing that myself personally. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that do that. There are a lot of women that do that, and then they're waiting for that answer. But then you hear a man say, "Give me some time. I'm just trying to get it together." And her being in love with him, of course she wants to wait. Of course she wants to give him the opportunity to prove that. So that's where that question comes from.
These some deep ass questions. I have been. I like that though. I mean, damn. Waiting. Okay, let me see my answer.
When you think about it.
At my age, at 51, I would say that I would probably be with a woman for at least 2 years before I try to ask her to marry or whatever. If we're together and we're inclusive or exclusive or whatever you want to call it, together, and we're only building together, and we see that we're helping for each other, we're doing things to go forward and help each other grow, and we're in love, then, yeah, probably 2 years at the most. You know, you don't want to go too quicker than that, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on again, that's one of those questions that it depends on the man. It depends on the situation. It depends on where they are in their life.
But we talking about you.
Is there an answer, this is directed to me. Okay?
Yes, sir.
2 years. 2 years. 2 years.
Red, you are something else.
I'm just, this shit is fucking me up, but hey, I'll go with it.
I'm just saying, you said 5 dates, and you don't even make it to the 5th date, so.
Let me tell you why, because what's been going on with me lately is if I text somebody and tell them I'm thinking about them, they think that's too fucking, that's just, you're needy or you're too, I mean, I don't know, this dating shit today is crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, you can start liking somebody, if you text them just saying I'm just thinking about you, sometimes they might take that as you're being too strong or I'm not ready for this. You know, I mean, it just depends on where they're at.
It's only when you walk away when people realize that they're missing out on that, because now they're not getting it anymore, which is kind of sad.
You know,
but
yeah.
Okay, DV.
You know what? In all honesty, I would say it depends on how long it takes us to move in with one another, and the reason why It depends on how long we're cohabiting.
I want to fucking live with y'all. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you gave your answer.
I don't try to live with nobody.
No.
Give me my answer. Go ahead, DB. I'm sorry.
But I understand it. But the reason why is because you learn a lot more about people after you live with them than somebody that you're, you know, driving across town to see.
You got to try them out first in the home life.
This is the thing.
That.
Because you're going, if the intent is to spend the rest of your life together, it makes sense that you know about each other. You know, all pretenses are gone. You know, the beautiful you that I always go out with, you know, that's fine and dandy. But, you know, when you wake up with yuck mouth, you know, I'm going to have to learn, you know these things. I'm going to have to.
But
you
waking
up
with yuck mouth when she's spending the night and shit.
But what I'm saying is there's a difference. You know how it is. You know, we try to go that extra mile for somebody that we're dating or even somebody that we're boyfriend and girlfriend with. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to y'all living together, all those things are kind of thrown out the window little by little because you learn about who that person really is rather than that person who that person pretends to be.
But a person can still play the game living with you.
Right, yeah, which is fine. But the thing is, we're talking
we got some women that put on makeup before you get up and shit so they can have
that's crazy. But if the end game is marriage, these are the things that I'm going to have to know because I don't want to have to be finding out things about you, you know, after we're married.
You gotta be able to, you know, do all your bodily shits and all that. I mean, you know everything, you know, right?
But understand this, I've never believed in setting a time because every time you set a time or every time somebody sets that timetable for you, it is inevitably a failure. Anytime somebody says, hey, y'all been together 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, y'all supposed to be married. If you get married because somebody else said it's time for y'all to be married, that marriage is going to fail. So it basically has to be at that point where both of you are ready, and especially me, if I'm ready and I want to move into this next phase, and I'm not stringing you along, and we understand that we're moving together, then if I take 3 or 4 years, then forgive me if I need to be certain. This is our lives we're talking about, and me, I'm that person that believes in forever. If we are married, then the word divorce is not even my vocabulary.
Well, I guess I'm not going to believe in forever.
Right. No, but the thing is, I don't want to ever be in that position where I'm thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't have gotten married. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to have to live through that.
Right. Right.
You know, and I'm a traditionalist. I'm one of those cats that if she gets pregnant, I don't want to know the sex of the baby till the baby comes out. You know, I'm one of those people that if we are married, I believe that we are married forever. And whatever compromises that I have to make, as long as this doesn't compromise the entirety of my being, then I will do it.
Okay,
that's
stop right here.
Because,
stop right
no,
here.
No, 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 but
DV,
listen.
DV
but,
has just won. He will get the book out right now because I ain't doing all this shit. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is nobody... Nobody should ever put a timetable on when you are to be married. Nobody. The only people
you're
that
right,
can determine
right.
that is you and the woman you with.
Well, that's true, and I agree with you. I agree with all what you said, but you won this goddamn contest. That's good.
Because
I've been married 3 fucking times, and, you know, I might get married again, I may not. But the thing is, you know, hey, I didn't, hey, whatever, you know, this forever shit, you know, hey, that's great. Hopefully this time will be forever. I don't know.
Everybody and it's not. Marriage is not for everybody. Just
no,
like,
it isn't.
You know, just like people get mad at me because I say college is not for everybody. It's not.
It's
you
not.
Know. There are things, you know, for certain people, and but nothing fits everybody. Nothing on planet Earth fits for everybody and every occasion. So, Red, if you're not supposed to be married, you're supposed to be happy, I mean truly happy not being married, then you be truly happy.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not dogging, don't get it twisted, man. I'm not dogging the institution of marriage. It's just that I married the wrong people. I jumped into shit without...
Yeah.
Thought processes and all that. There's a lot of things that went into it. And I did love all 3 of them. We were in love. It just shit died out or whatever things happened. You turn courses, you change directions, you know, just things just happen. And it's ironic, but I divorced all 3 of the women. They didn't divorce me. So it must be me. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, I'm the one that filed and shit each time. And my ass got tired of fucking, I guess, and I don't know. It wasn't just sex. I don't want you to think that. I'm just trying to make it funny. But really, you know, like you said, I admire you for that. Wanting to get with that one person and marry that one person and only be married to that one person, I admire you for that. That's good. But my thing is I just didn't get there yet. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying I ain't going to get married again. But right now, you know, these questions you're asking me all is about this relationship shit. You know, I'm cringing and shit.
Well, wait, how do you write a relationship book? We're not talking about relationships.
Well, we can talk about relationships as long as it ain't involved in the motherfucker.
Look, CeCe, we're forcing him to have to think about the next time he decides
right,
to get
a relationship. No, I don't want to hear. No, seriously, though. Now, let me stop bullshitting, because seriously, I would love to be in a relationship with someone. I would. You know, it would be nice to have someone that can love me for real and I can love them back for real. That's the thing that I've had a problem with. And it seems like I give, because I'm a real, when I love you, I love you. I give you me. And it just seems like that I always find out they're playing games or something comes up later, you know, that wasn't there before. You know, like I said, people can play games with you for 2 years. You can live with them for 3 years and motherfucker don't know shit about them until you get that damn piece of paper in your hand. Right. It's like they just turn into another goddamn person.
But everybody can't be phony. You know what I'm saying? Especially, and everybody can't be phony 100% of the time. The thing is, people leave clues. It's just we don't always catch them.
Yeah, you got the flags are there, and we don't.
Right.
Sometimes we see them, but we don't want to recognize them because we don't. We want to be with that person so much. We're like, well, fuck it. This is
and
just
like,
right now, whatever. You
and
know,
like the Arthur said earlier, the stigmatized lady. I'm sorry, I forgot her first name. But her, Dacia, she mentioned that she was stigmatized. So sometimes it's about the sex and getting you,
right.
And you end up marrying that person, and then 5 years later, the sex ain't what it used to be. And you're like, damn, what did I marry this person for? This ain't the business. So,
you know, or,
yeah,
you know,
gotta
oops,
be,
I married for the wrong thing.
Baby, I ain't your hero
right.
No more, man. Damn, man, what the fuck?
Right.
DV just you put me in the chat room as the anti-hero. Okay, all right. Okay. Look, man, first of all, radio listeners, people that listen to the show, I am not against marriage or I'm not against being in a relationship. Just know that. I just want to.
Red,
you know,
the red.
You know, the anti-hero is the guy who you root for. He, like, remember Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Right,
he's the guy
who
drinks, and he's the guy who's the bad guy, but you still root for him anyway.
Right, right.
You, that's you to me.
I know.
You my bad guy that I still root for.
But you know something? I want to be in a relationship. I'm just scared because I want to find the right person. I'm tired of getting with the wrong motherfuckers. I mean, wrong people. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Wrong women. I am tired
Red
of getting with the wrong people.
Red is a romantic, ladies and gentlemen.
I am a romantic.
He is the gentleman, and he is the sexual guru.
Damn, okay, so, I'm a guru. Shit,
you
all
got
right,
the
I'm a guru.
Whole, you got it
I'm
all
a fucking guru. I'm a guru. They scared me, though. People are scared. Now, is there more questions? I know I'm holding the questions.
Yes,
let's,
there
let's
are more
there.
Questions.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right. The next question is, would you as a man ever settle just so that you are never alone?
Oh.
Wait, what's the question?
Damn.
Would you ever settle just because you don't want to be alone? So would you settle for somebody that you knew you weren't supposed to be with, or you was with somebody and you didn't want to leave just because you don't want to be by yourself?
You know, I tried that, and I'm going to answer that real quick. I tried to do that. I really did. But that shit was hurting. That hurt me worse. I'd rather be by myself than to be with somebody I don't want to be with and be miserable. That shit is fucked up. I'm just going to say it like it really is. I don't want to do that. Again, I tried to do that with somebody. You know, I tried to tolerate them. I tried to tolerate their everything. And it just, I couldn't do it. It hurt too much. So I said, you know something, if being by myself, all the reason why a person don't want to be by themselves is because they don't want to learn themselves. If they learn themselves and learn how they are as a person alone, then they won't have a problem with being by themselves. And when they do meet somebody, they don't know how to present themselves to that person. I had to learn how to do that. I hadn't done that at that time. Now that I'm alone, I live by myself, and I love me, I can do that now. You know, I can probably get with someone and learn and give them me. But before, I was scared to be by myself. That's not a good thing, to be with somebody just because you don't want to be by yourself. That's really not a good way to be.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. I don't give a fuck how good the pussy is. If you don't want to be with him, you don't want to be with him.
Alrighty.
Go ahead, DB. I know you got that intellectual answer and shit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a, you know, Red is, like everyone said, he's a romantic, but I'm the pragmatist. I tell people all the time, I would rather be, at least I guess I would rather be semi-happy by myself than miserable with somebody I can't stand. You know,
I'm telling you.
That is the recipe for dying early, for putting yourself in an early grave.
You might as well just kill yourself.
Yeah. Is being with somebody you can't stand. I did that one time in my life. I was in college, and I was with this one girl. And the only reason why I was with her is because she was fine. And I knew it. I knew it, and she knew it. But, you know, as far as the intellectual level, we got each other. You know, we understood each other. But every time we tried to go out, we would end up leaving. We would come together, and we'd leave separately because I couldn't stand her ass.
No, I was in the same thing. I'm telling you, I was in a relationship like that.
But it's like you don't ever want to be in a position where you can't stand the person you're next to, where you just get mad being next to them. And I don't ever want to be in that position.
It got so bad, I couldn't talk to her without arguing. She was beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. The pit of your stomach. Yeah, you feel it in the pit of your stomach, and you like, man, I know we're about to have another argument, so I don't even want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you just don't say nothing, and then as soon as she says something, y'all get into an argument.
Be quiet.
I'm telling
But wait, and then she get mad at you because you ain't saying nothing.
Because you ain't saying nothing. She's like, why you ain't talking to me?
Right.
Now it's an argument. You know, so you know what?
You don't agree with me? You don't agree with what I said? I know, I'm telling you, that's what I meant when I was saying. I think it's better just to be by yourself. You can satisfy yourself for a while.
This is the thing. You will, at some point, it may be soon, it may be later, you will at least find comfort in knowing that you're happy. Versus being someplace miserable and terrible and hating, that person that you've become. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. So, yeah, it's better.
And you don't want to hate them because they were
yeah.
good. You got with them for some reason. But the thing is,
you know, you wonder why, like, and I hate to bring it there, but you wonder why there are a lot of murder suicides because they hate the person they with. And I hate to be that guy to say it, but he, like, first I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill
me. There was an incident that happened here. I don't know what was going on with them, but this girl was not ugly. But whatever it was, she got shot 9 times. Okay?
Wow.
So you know, it was bad.
That's not good.
So,
okay, enough,
so, you know.
Next question.
Yeah.
My last question would be,
somebody said unmute the line. Let me get. Okay, there's a question. Area code 917. Is that you? You have a question.
Me.
Do you have a question? Hello.
Yes. Can
State
you hear
your name?
Me?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Michelle Green.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fine. Go ahead and ask your question. And we know that you brought Jay Red, and we thank you for that. And you're in the chat room, and you say, I got a question. I'm sorry, I just didn't know what your number was. And okay, so go ahead.
Okay. I just want to know, what is it that I have two, it's a two-part question. When,
go right ahead.
Okay, first of all, when you ask a young lady out, what is your motive for asking them out? I mean, what makes you want to ask this person out first?
Okay, who is that going to? The intellectual guy or the hard ass?
To either gentleman.
Okay. Me, usually when I ask someone out is, of course I'm attracted to them. I'm interested in them. Okay, but I want to know more about them, not just their body. Okay, I mean, at my age, that's where I'm thinking. Now, I don't know what younger guys are thinking or whatever. I can only speak on me. But me, I'm interested enough in that person to find out what's making them tick and what intrigues me in their mind. Because I am a firm believer of making love to the mind to get to the body. So if you're going to, and what I mean by that, of course, and I always explain this, is your intellect. You got to have some intellect for me. I mean, if you dumb as a motherfucker, don't even bother with me. I just want to be able to talk to you about a subject, you know, some subjects, you know, and be able to get an answer from you. You don't have to agree with me, but just for you to be able to explain your opinion on things. That's why I like to take a woman on a date. When I go on a first date, it's usually like somewhere like a museum or something like that. So we can talk about what's in there. We can talk about us, or we can talk about the things that are there. We can talk about what we're looking at. I can find out where you are and what makes you tick, or even if you are even interested in this kind of thing for real or not. I like to go to places like that because I want to see what type of intellect you have. So that's my answer. DV, what are you doing?
Red, you said it right. By the time you ask somebody out, you should already have some understanding of their mindset, at least a little. You know, if we can have a conversation where I walk away feeling like, wow, I am really impressed, then we need to go out. If I walk away feeling like, man, I feel like hitting myself in the face with a brick, we don't need to go out. You know, and the reason being is because it comes down, like, it always comes down to the things that you can talk about, the things that you can relate, as well as the things that you can debate. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Red hit the head right on, he hit the nail right on the head. You know, if there's things that you can share with each other, talk to each other about, you walk away feeling like, man, that was a great conversation, then we need to go out and find out if there's something there. If there's nothing there and I felt like I was talking to somebody who was, you know, 20 years younger than me, then we have nothing in common. It doesn't matter how great you look or how pretty your smile is. We have absolutely nothing in common.
Because I've been on some dates where the woman can be fine as I don't know, and I can stand there and look at her, and she look at me, and she ain't got nothing to say, and I don't know what to say to her ass, because she ain't...
Let's not get it all messed up. We approach women because we find them appealing or we find them attractive.
Right.
But there's no reason for me to ask you out anywhere if the conversation that we had in the first couple minutes isn't going to last but 5 minutes. On our date, we go out the date for 3 hours, we talk for 5 minutes. No.
Okay. And I'm not saying you got to know everything about the art and everything like that, but at least be able to speak on what you see in it, or you know, if we're not talking about art, let's talk about something, something in the substance, you know, to show me that you do have a mind, that you do think.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
So CC had one more question, and then I have a question
okay.
for you guys. So,
okay.
CC, go ahead.
So my last question would be, when you are in a person or you're talking or dating a person, what are the top three things that are just deal breakers for both of you guys?
The top three things that are what?
Deal breakers, like, can't go no further, don't want to do it, bye. What are your top three things, or what would you say are top three things that would be deal breakers?
Interesting. One would be how you treat other people. Like, if we're in a restaurant or something like this, a setting like this, I'll use that example, and how you treat the help sometimes bothers me. I mean, sometimes the help is rude and stuff, and you need to get on them. But I think if I'm the man and we're together, I'm the one that should be the one to take care of that. But then sometimes you have people that, I need this. Can you do this? Can you do this? I mean, sometimes that just irritates me.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. You brought this to me. This is nasty. You know, I mean, okay, I understand you want clean stuff and everything, but everything is wrong and you looking for shit wrong? I mean, I it turns me off. That's one thing. Another is not having a conversation. You already talked about that. The third would probably be, I mean, I don't mind joking and talking about people sometimes. You know, you're joking and you're talking about folks all the time. But when you talk in a manner where you're just like, you think you're better than everyone all the time, everybody's beneath you, then that's it for me.
Okay.
Stevie? Oh, that's easy. Number one thing is ego. If she's so absorbed in herself that she doesn't really notice anything else but herself, God, I can't stand it. You know, the type of woman who, you know, every time you see her, she got a phone attached to her face. Even when, you know, you're out on a date, got attached to her face. It's like there's no concern for anybody or anything but her. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's one thing I can't stand. Second is attitude. You know, attitude is everything. You know, whether it's, you know, how, you know, Red kind of touched upon it. You know, how you treat other people, or even something as simple as, you know, how you react to certain things. I don't need somebody around me who gets angry at the drop of a dime, who feels like, you know, the world is, you know, against her all the time, every time, you know, and she got to yell at somebody or curse somebody out. You know what I'm saying? If you grown, you don't need to cuss nobody out. You know, if every now and then it happens, okay, you know, we all get to that point. But somebody who feels an urge to constantly cuss other people out just because, can't stand it. You know, I guess that, you know, and that screams of a lack of maturity, you know. I guess the third thing would be, I guess, sense of humor. If she doesn't have a sense of humor, then we can't.
That's very important.
You know,
and I
need some, because, like, you know, I take things seriously, but I like to goof off and I like to laugh and I like to be silly. So I need somebody who's going to at least be a little silly with me. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, they want
not,
you to make them laugh. You, they
right,
make
and,
us laugh
and
too.
You need them to make you laugh. But
exactly.
There's not, you know, somebody who you know, I know, like, I know you guys have met these type of people where they don't laugh. They just be like, that's funny. I hate that.
I hate that. I hate that. That right there lets me know, oh, they didn't get into it.
Yeah, you know, they be like, oh, that's funny. And I'm like, oh, God, I hate that. But y'all know what I'm saying.
No.
You
right.
Know, because there's women out there like that. You know, and I hate that. But, I mean, those are the three biggies. You know, if she's self-absorbed, if, you know, she always has an attitude, and I'm not talking about, you know, sometimes we all have a chip on our shoulder. I'm talking about constant, raging, upset at the world attitude. You know, and the third thing is she got to have a sense of humor. She got to.
Mm-hmm. So, CC, did you have any more questions?
That was my last one.
Okay, I have one question for you guys. It's the last question of the game. Now, I don't want anybody to get offended, okay?
I'm offended.
Already?
Yeah.
You know,
anytime somebody
already.
Say that, you better be offended. Like, I don't want you to be think I'm racist.
You know, anytime somebody, you know, precludes any statement with, I don't want you to be, you should be.
How much power does your penis have over your brain?
How appropriate, Red.
And I have a question after that.
Is there, can we say 1,000%?
Oh,
red?
My God. You know something? I mean, when I was younger, I always thought it was about, I'm just going to be honest. When I was a younger man, I always thought it was about that. I always thought it was about the sex or how well you can eat somebody or how well you can do them. But as I have gotten older, I find that it's not about that, really, because women, they can have great sex all day, but still they won't stay with that guy because it ain't about that for them. So to me, it's about just really, I don't think that I would want my sex to be more powerful. I want my mind. I want her mind. So for me to get her mind and we get each other's minds that way, you know, it's got to be, that's why I harp on the intellect piece a lot. You know, that right there to me is a stronger thing. Yeah, sex is great. You want to have great sex with someone, but sex is not forever. If you talk about staying with somebody forever, you know those things deteriorate. You got to have communication, and you got to be able to be with someone because you really love them more than just what they can give you in the bedroom. So it can't be about the sex.
So does your penis control more about
No, because I've been in some situations where I want to still do this person, but I'm not because they fucked up and I'm not touching them. So it ain't about that.
Because she what? Ooh. What was she read? What was she?
Because she lied, first of all.
What was she read?
She didn't put it all on the table. She lied. She used me to get back at her husband.
Right. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's another subject. We're going to get on that one.
That's another subject.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do an extra. I'm going to do an extra one. But go ahead, DB.
My belief is that, you know, as a teenager, it should be around 100%. But for every year after that, there's a certain percentage that should drop off. I've always believed like this, that your mind is a bigger aphrodisiac than your dick, you know. And, you know, me and Red talk about this all the time. Every show we talk about the things that our mind can do. And because, you know, we do these monumental things with our mind, our genitalia inevitably follows. I'd never let my libido get me into trouble because that's all it's going to do, really, is get you into trouble.
You sure? Because you said something one time. I'm thinking about you finish.
Yeah, like, you know, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've done my dirt. You know, I've done my share of things. You know, when I was a kid, I was basically a gigolo.
You said that shit a couple of months ago, goddamn.
But my point is this, that, I mean, we're all going to slip up. You know, we're all going, you know, we're human.
He's making up for it.
No. What I'm saying is this, we're all going to get to that point in life where we make a mistake, but we're aware of it. And that's the most important part, that you've made the mistake and you're aware of it. When we're kids, we're only aware of the mistake after she, like, I missed a period. Then you're like, damn. Damn. You know?
Right. But yeah, I agree.
I think as you get older, you get to the understanding that you're not going to be perfect, but you can at least think things out.
Right.
And so whatever happens below my belt is in pale comparison to what happens above my neck. I constantly think about situations and how they're going to, you know, either they're going to make me a better person or they're going to hurt me in the long run. So, I mean, these are the things that I think about. But
we talked this subject, I guess, about a year and a half ago, or maybe 2 years ago. And you said that you, when you're digging hard, you can't control that shit, so you fucking. So.
No, I never said that.
But she did clean it up, though, a few minutes ago, because you said that you're trying not to get in that situation. And I was going to use the Bible on you, Paul. Paul said it's better to flee and shit than to be around that shit if you ain't going to handle it. So, and I'm saying it in my way. But
if you constantly put yourself in that position where there's always temptation around you and you're going to do the dumb thing, you're going to do the dumb thing. So
exactly.
What I do is I try to keep myself out of that, you know, arena, get myself in trouble. And, you know, sometimes
that means you want it, okay?
But sometimes it'll creep up on you. But like I said, you know, I am not an infallible person. I will never be an infallible person. And sex is one of those few things that in life that is hard, no matter how much you don't think you want it, it is hard to turn it down when it's being offered to you. You know, but it's even worse when you turn it down and then it's being
offered.
Yeah, but the thing is, as a man, you know, it's already hard to turn down sex. You know, but whenever you've turned it down for a while and it creeps back on you, it's like, oh, you know, your body tells you. It tells you the things that it needs. When you hurt, it says, I'm hurting. Fix me. When you hungry, it says, I'm hungry. Feed me. When you horny, your body goes through everything to tell you, like, I need this. Give it to me. And so sometimes you fall into that trap. You know, because
I don't know why. I've never felt like my dick had control of me like that, though.
I'm saying is,
you
90% of the time,
you just got to fuck no matter who it is.
90% of the time, you can control it. But sometimes, it's just like there are people.
But there are people who
swear, like, okay, well, I'm not going to eat sweets. It's like this. Every year we make a New Year's resolution. We're like, I ain't going to eat sweets. I'm going to exercise. And we be going hard for those first month or two or first day or two.
Man.
You know?
Sometimes
your body just give in. It's just like, I need this cookie. I want this cookie. So you eat the damn cookie.
No. You can't see your question. But you did get hard. No, you still want to fuck that motherfucker.
But to answer your question. Sometimes your dick gonna get the best of you. It just is what it is. But it doesn't happen, you know, that it doesn't happen so often that you're like, okay, well, I have a problem. It happens enough that's like, okay, well, my body required this release and I need it.
Shit, you can drag your dick, man. You ain't got a sucker.
It's not the same.
Of course it ain't. But you won't be in trouble.
I have a question. Yes.
Okay.
I would like to know if you would still date someone that you knew was celibate, and they were celibate by choice.
Yep.
And they told you they were celibate in the beginning.
And they told you that up front. You knew that.
I've done that. And if they try to throw it in my face, like, I'm celibate. I mean, if you choose, that's a lifestyle that you choose to live. Fine. You know, I'm hoping that my liking you is not based on just me having sex with you. So if I like you and I want to go out with you, and you tell me you celibate, it'll probably be like, okay, well, still, I like you enough, I want to go out with you, then we should be able to still do that. Because friendship, to me, should be more important than just a relationship sexually, you know. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it comes with age and being around. Now, to me personally, it wouldn't be a problem, because I've met some women who are going through that, that's what they choose to do. They don't want to have sex or whatever, and they want to go out and stuff. And that's fine. You know, that's okay. And I don't try to pressure them. One thing I don't do, even though Red talks a lot of shit, I do not force myself on no one. If a woman tells me she's not interested like that, but she still wants to be friends or something, guess what? That's it. I've even slept with women and not slept with them and not had sex with them. A lot of men can't do that. But I can. Because I'm not a rapist. I'm not going to force myself. If you don't want me, that's fine. I'm not going to force it. So, to answer your question, for me, I probably would still go out with a woman. And, you know, just because she's sober doesn't mean that I won't go out with her.
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. And the reason why is because I admire somebody who has convictions and holds to them. You know, I appreciate that because there are a lot of people in this world who say they'll do things and never follow through. For somebody to follow through with something that is that difficult, I have the utmost respect for them. So, I mean, I'm not doing them a favor by dating them, but that's sexy to me. I'm sorry. You know, for somebody who can say that they're going to do something to follow through with it, it's sexy. So if she's attracted to me and she's like, okay, you know, well, we can make this work and I'm attracted to her and I'm like, you know, I can do this, yes. No problem.
Okay.
But what I don't want is her, you know, trying to fondle me, you know, saying, you know, I don't have to have sex. No, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like teasing you and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Because I kind of feel like if you're going to do this, then we're going to do this. You know, and I feel like if something like that is going to happen, then it's kind of cheating, you know, what the objective is. So, I mean.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, DV. Since you said that, I'm going to go ahead and ask a question now.
Go ahead.
You like her, she's celibate. Y'all decide to be together. So that means you're celibate too? You're not going to sleep with nobody else?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good. I just want to hear that. Okay.
Well, that's if the two of you decide to be in a committed relationship, then that would
right.
be, you know, then that would be the way that you go. The reason
right.
I mean, asked
if she's,
that question.
Yeah, if she's telling me she's celibate and she's like, okay, well, I don't want to date you, I'm not gonna be like, okay, let's be celibate together. You know,
mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't. If we're going to be together, then. You know, I'm going to celebrate celibacy with you. But if you're like, okay, well, I don't want to be with you, I'm not going to be like, okay, well, that's great, but I'm going to be celibate for you, girl. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not, you know, I may like it, but I'm not crazy.
And you asked the question because you didn't explain why you asked.
Oh, I asked the question because me, myself, I had been celibate for several years, and the reason that I did that is because I used to do the opposite. You know, I used to do the friends with benefits and all that kind of stuff. And
you can say whatever you want on this show. This is not your show. You can cuss on my show.
Well, I mean, that's what I am.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead. I found that by
being celibate, you get to really know not only the person that you're with, or if you decide to be with, you get to know yourself. And
so why do you not want to fuck though? I don't get that. Why do you do that? Do you just want to cleanse yourself or something? Or what is it?
No, it's.
I'm just trying to figure out why somebody want to be celibate. Why the fuck
okay.
do you choose that?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like
no, I mean,
as
I
the next person, but it all depends. It depends on your purpose, and it depends on your perspective.
Is it a walk in Christ or something? Or what it is? What makes you decide to do that?
Well, that is one reason. Is because I choose to, you know, I choose to be obedient to Christ, for one thing.
Okay, okay.
Okay, and the next thing is because I found that, you know, living by Christ's principles is actually very freeing, because you get to see who really just wants you for your body rather
right.
than just wants you for your mind, you know, because you say, I'm celibate. It's like, oh, we can't go out. It's like, well, then that just saved me like 2, 3 months, 6 months, however long.
Man, I should try that shit.
But you got to respect
that.
See
how many motherfuckers hang around me and shit.
It's better than, you know, but you know what? And I hear what you're saying, but it's kind of better that you know that you respect that at least they're honest, because they're not trying to be with you, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, you know, and then y'all end up finding y'all really like each other before they discover, hey, I can't keep doing this, you know.
Right. Exactly. And you know, you never know what goes on in a person's mind, because it kind of frees you up. You don't have that pressure. Hey, you know, I got to perform sometime this week, or I got to perform sometime today, you know, it kind of frees you up to be you.
Really?
Okay.
What kind of relationships have you been in where you got to perform? I'm sure you made it sound like it's a job or a duty. Exactly. Well, sure. When it becomes a chore, you got to get a rhythm ass when it's a chore. Well, think about it. The relationships that I've been in. Let's say if me and my significant other didn't have sex, you know, you'd be like, well, we used to have it 5 times a day, or we used to have it. Who else is he getting it from? We ain't been doing it, you know. That does come up.
But does that mean he's fucking somebody else because y'all ain't fucking them all? Probably, but my thing is,
those things don't come, but you made it sound like, okay,
here he comes, I gotta give him some, damn, no, that's what you make it sound like. I mean, if it's like that, then you don't need to be with that mug.
But then the other side of that too, but the other side of that too, of being celibate, which is, you know, in my own perspective, is that I don't want to keep having nobody touch my body.
Exactly.
He ain't the one that should be, if he's not the one that I'm should be with, I'm not going to keep, I don't want to do this. Because for most of us women, it ain't just about getting our rocks off. It's about more than that. We want a whole lot more than that.
But you don't have to be celibate.
I would rather wait myself. I would rather wait for the right somebody who can satisfy all parts of me than to take half, because now I'm saying, oh, I just settle for this until the next thing come along. I'm not doing that, and that's what a lot of people do. Nobody wants
to
do that.
But that's not what you're saying when you do that. I mean, you can be
that
not celibate and say that. When you're not celibate, don't mean you got the fuck. You just tell a mother you don't want to give them nothing.
No, well,
and he still can walk away. If he's going to hang around, he's going to hang around.
The thing about it is that if you're, okay, let's say if you're celibate and you're with someone and the relationship doesn't work out, you don't have, you know, you haven't invested your soul. With women, you know, I have to be damn near in love with you in order to give myself to you. You know, giving my body to you is a gift. You know, the way I look at the relationship now is like, if everything else is in sync, then sex is the gravy on top of that. You know,
right?
You see what I'm saying?
I see the point, but sometimes, and I'm not saying you, but some people make this shit like it's gold, man. And, you know, I understand you don't want to give it to anybody, but, okay, go ahead. What was you going to say?
I think that just comes with how men have treated them. Because we as women, we don't walk around saying our stuff. That's because somebody told them
they had some gold shit. That they had gold around their pussy. Okay.
But some man has told that woman that, along just like the way she looked, a whole bunch of men then told her that. So now she can see their head's big, and she thinks she's the bomb is singing house. The only way you can get with her is if you buy her something.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But Cece has not chosen her favorite of the two of you yet.
Well, it's interesting because DV has done better questions, and I think that you should be the winner.
How you gonna put me like that?
Don't
know,
try to tell me who to pick.
That's what I'm saying.
I got it.
Don't pick me because I ain't
you
saying.
She got
Red,
it.
She's a. Red, you undervalue yourself a lot. You know what I'm saying? But you honest.
I do,
though. You forget that people respect that, man. They respect your honesty. So
I do try to get it, and that's the only way to be, is to tell people the truth. Even in relationships, I'll put it on the table for you so you can make an informed decision. You know, if I'm just trying to just have sex, I will tell you that. Or if I'm really trying to get with you, I will let you know that. It's up to you to make up your mind, because I'm not going to pull you or string you along. I don't want to get strung along. If you don't want to do it, just be honest and tell me. You don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, and I can go somewhere else or whatever. But the thing is You know, people can lie so much and don't tell the damn truth. When all they got to do is just eat it.
They tell you just enough so that you hear what you want to hear.
So you can get in.
Right.
So they can get in.
They got to get in. So, CC, right. You ain't got nothing to say. You just need to say what's up. The person that I pick is DB.
Hi, DB.
So, DB is going to send you out one of his books. He has several. Do you want to tell her your books that you have, DB?
Yes. In fact, you did such a good job, kind of. I was like, oh, there she goes. She about to name my book? I currently have three books out. The most recent one being Untapped. It's an anthology of erotic stories. The middle book is Valentine, which is the story of a... Well, I don't really want to tell a story, but ultimately Valentine is basically two friends. One is a cop, one is a killer, and I just leave it at that. And If You Don't Tell is my first novel. It's my baby, so it focuses on three different characters and the things that can go wrong when you invite another person to your bedroom.
So, I like the first one.
I knew you would.
So, CC, you send me your address and everything, and I'll shoot it over to DV, and he will send you an autographed copy of the book of your choice, which is Valentine. Right.
How you going to tell her her book of choice? She's like, I like it. If you don't tell, you're like, you're going to send a copy of Valentine.
I was going to say Valentine.
And I also want to thank you for coming on and doing this. This is something different.
It really was.
You know, DV was the intellectual answer and kind of guy, and, you know, you would love his book.
Well, and let me apologize
You should read it. Huh?
Let me apologize for a GPA. I think he got really busy and probably forgot that he was supposed to be on, but he's probably busy. So he would have been the third author that you would have gotten to know. Red Snapper has 12 books out, 12 novels out himself. So all of these gentlemen are established authors, and they're very good at what they do. So, and I wanted to give, if you don't mind, Red, giving Cece an opportunity to tell you about her book.
My book is entitled How Grace Brought Me to Greatness. It's basically my testimony. It releases January 15th. But basically I was in a domestic violence relationship, and one day my husband decided to pick up a gun and try to fight me over it. And the gun went off and he got shot and he died. And so it talks about the whole aspect of domestic violence relationships and how God brought me out of it. Of course, I was charged with second-degree murder, but y'all talking to me. God ended up getting me out in 3 months, and I knew that's all the time that I would do. And so it just basically talks about my testimony and how God got me out of it, and just basically how I started my road to greatness from all of that happening.
Well, you have to come back on both shows. Come on my show and come on Red's show once your book comes out.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd like for you to be on my show. As a matter of fact, I'm an advocate for domestic violence victims because I used to be in one myself. So I would love to interview an author.
Okay. So there you go, CC. You got three offers to be on. Three shows when your book comes out. There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on and doing this. Thank you, Red, DV. Man, this was so much fun. I want to do it again.
Really?
Red, like, yeah. That shit ain't
happening. Yeah, okay. We probably will, but it will be sometime in the middle of the year.
Well, I want to do it again, but the next time I want to have three female authors and then one of you guys. But it's got to be somebody, a male that knows nothing about them, because we want to keep it to where the person can be neutral and not have a favorite.
Yeah, because you can't have Monique Minza and them people out here, because I'd be the pick one.
Man, you know what? Hey, me and Red should be able to ask questions and see which ones we like best.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't like being judged, but I like judging. I like judges.
Definitely. Definitely.
We could do it again. Set that up. We could do that in February or March or something, and with female authors.
Yeah, we have three female authors that, and a gentleman who knows nothing about them to come on and do that.
Yeah,
I'm an author
nice.
As well. I would volunteer if you
want. Sure. Michelle, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, boy.
Let you know. We'll let you know. I mean, we friends on Facebook. We talk and we always go back and forth, right?
You can come on, too.
I'll come on. I don't mind.
So we got CC and Michelle. We just need to get one more Arthur, and then I can find a gentleman who knows nothing about him.
You
I have a Arthur. All right,
I'm in.
You'll do it.
I'm
okay.
In. I'll do it. So then one of you have to find a male person who knows nothing about any of us.
Okay. We'll find
and
somebody.
Have them, and have them ask us some questions.
Okay.
The still relationship.
What if his eggs were on Dickie or somebody like that? What would you do?
Yeah, he wouldn't know anything about us. He's perfect.
If I can slow his ass down long enough. But anyway, I'm trying to think, we got 15 minutes. I'm trying to think, do I want to have another show before the year is out? Or should I just let it go at this one?
You should have one more. You should have a closed out show.
I think I'll do one sometime like next Wednesday or something. What is Christmas?
Next
Monday,
Wednesday.
Next
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
Tuesday.
Right? Yeah. I might do it the day after or something like that. We'll see.
Yeah, let me know. I'll come on.
Yeah, I think I will. I'll set it up. But I thank you, Michelle, for coming in and being in the chat room and everything. And Cece, I thank you as well. Dee Dee, of course, you being the gentleman you are, and Melanie, you are here, even though you didn't say much. We always thank you all for
much.
Being here. Why couldn't you? You can talk now.
No. I enjoyed the show. I'm just saying it was kind of the setup was for the questioner,
And I answered my question so terribly.
You did it. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did a great job too.
It was very interesting. It was very
and very,
very
honest,
interesting,
and I appreciate that.
I love the answers. Actually, I love the way you guys answered because they were mature, not childlike, kitty boy-ish answers. They were men answers.
Well, I mean, that's what you wanted was men. So
absolutely.
We couldn't have Flory on here because he wouldn't be able to. He was talking about what he was talking about last week and shit, or the week before when he didn't come back on the show the next day. But anyway, but we thank you because we want to, we're doing this relationship book. We're definitely going to do this. And we want to have real questions and answers in the book, We want to help somebody with this. It's not just something to do like other people have done. But with this book, we want to really try to help some folks, and hopefully we can go speak on do some speaking engagements with it. Not that we're the experts, but we just want to be able to engage people to talk them up, so they can talk about relationships, because I think that's what the problem is.
Right.
We as black people, or as a people, period, we don't really talk relationships like we need to find out exactly what it is that we're looking for, or what it is, because a lot of us don't know what we want.
And
if you talk it out, you can find out. Right.
Right.
Stick to it.
And
what I'm learning is a lot of people are doing what everybody say you should do. And that's what's wrong with us. They tell you Lee even touched on it this night when he was talking about how long you should be with somebody before you marry him, how long you should, all this stuff. Those are things that people are telling you that you need to do. Just like with Steve Harvey, and I always say that, with the 90-day rule, he's telling you how long you need to be with somebody before you give him something and all that. There's no stipulations. We just want to talk about what's really, really going on and let people know that it's between you and that person on when you should do things. Not when somebody say you should, or you should be dating this long, or you got to live with them for so many months before you do this or whatever. I mean, it just depends on you and that person.
And then people have to remember that sex is still a part of that relationship, so it should be talked about as well. I think a lot of times people just want to jump right into it. You don't know me. You don't know what I like. Find out what it is that I like before you just want to pound on me. Know something about that aspect of me as well as these other things that I might like on top of that.
Right.
So I think
right.
I think at
right.
some point we have to understand that because I'm a Christian woman and I believe in God, I still have to have that that sex talk. We still need to talk about the sex aspect of it because that's going to play a role if we're planning on having a committed relationship. But it's got
That's part of communication because, I mean, if you're communicating, just like I said before, you cannot be with somebody and not communicate because that's what you're going to have if you stay with them. If you stay with them to grow old with them, eventually sex is going to be, it's going to diminish and it's going to diminish and it's going to diminish and all you're going to have is that communication. So if you don't have it in the beginning, then you're going to have nothing. That's why you got a lot of old people now that live together and they're together, been together 35, 40 years, but they don't sleep together. But they don't want to break up because they don't want to break up what they got together, the household, the money that they got, and all this. They don't want to split that up. But they want to stay together. They want to stay together because they don't want to split that up. But they ain't fucking each other. They're doing everybody else. They're doing all that other stuff.
I think sometimes though, it's a lot of emphasis put on how much sex plays into a relationship. I think if you're going to be with the person you're meant to be with. Kind of like the interviewer was saying, that's kind of icing. And I think the connection should be at a spiritual, and I don't even mean religious spiritual. I just mean a spiritual level to where just like a heated conversation, a debate, playing Uno, playing spades, domino, movies.
Right.
Anything
Absolutely.
You do, or just nothing. You could be upstairs watching TV and he could be downstairs, you know, mowing the grass or at the computer. It does not matter after a while, in my opinion.
Because
it's just one more way to express how much, how connected you are to this individual. Mm-hmm. So
you should make a brown sugar tea and you should be in it. you should be in that, Melanie. You should make a brown sugar tea with all of us characters. And we should all be characters in the brown sugar tea.
Oh,
because we could really make this happen. You know what I mean? Yeah,
And then the thing we talked about.
I'm sorry.
The thing that we talk about the most important part of that aspect of it is knowing how to mentally satisfy and make love to the person before you ever even touch them physically. That's so important because that's going to last longer than the 15, 20, 30 minutes, hours, or whatever you do of sexual pleasure.
That can be done
all day.
Well,
it can mean absolutely nothing, you know?
Right, exactly.
I just think sometimes the weight of sex is too heavy, and I think a lot of the confusion in relationships
overrated. There you go. That's it. It's overrated.
It really is. Because you've got this body, and you're here. You've got this.
We're not saying sex isn't good, but it's overrated because they put a lot of emphasis into it.
I'm just kidding.
If you tell me, it don't make a difference, right? I mean, I'm not talking to Michelle, but I mean, I'm just saying, All right. Well, how much time we got? We got about 8 minutes. So, what do y'all want to say? Y'all got any Merry Christmases or anything y'all want to say to people? I am going to have another show next week, though, but probably like Wednesday or something. Tuesday. No, Wednesday I can't because I'm probably going to be out in the club.
I have to just always thank you, Red, for putting this show together because I had a really good time doing this tonight. I really appreciate Cece coming on and doing this. She did a great job. It was so good.
Hey, I don't know. I have to figure out if I'm gonna do another show or not. I'll let y'all know. But anyway, I want y'all to have a great holiday.
You better let me know. How you gonna be like, guess what, it's a show today.
Let's decide right now. Should we have one next week or not?
Yeah,
all right.
I don't know if I'll be able to come on. I don't know.
I think it should be topic based.
I'm going to have to work.
So,
it should be topic.
Melanie, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I work Monday and Wednesday. And I think I might be off Thursday.
What, Wednesday night or what?
Yes, I work at night.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
I thought Randall was going to say, well, we'll wait till you get off work. He said, oh, well, damn,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, we can do it. What time you get off? I can do a late show.
Oh, it would be early morning. It wouldn't work.
Oh, okay.
It would have to be maybe Thursday. Maybe Thursday night or something. I know, right?
Damn, that's my two-step Thursday night. Oh, I can't
there
do that
There you
shit.
Go. Well, it's okay.
Can't miss that.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. If not, then we'll just have to wait until... I might do it after New Year's. We might do the first show like that. The New Year's is on Tuesday, so maybe we'll do that Wednesday, that night.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Is it? Well, I guess we can't do it that night. Because you're going to be doing something. Are you committed to not doing this shit? Whatever, I don't know.
No. I'm going to be doing something for my birthday. I just don't know what yet. It's going to be something.
I might be in Kansas City.
I might be in Kansas City stepping with Red.
There's another person here. I don't know if they have anything to say, but I'm going to ask them. They're from the Kansas side. Do you have a question before we go? We got like 5 minutes. Do you have anything you might want to say? If not, please don't hang up. Did you enjoy the show?
I did.
You did? You're not going to say anything? Okay. All right, don't say that. Don't hang up. All right, okay. All right, well, you know, I enjoy, like I said, I always enjoy doing Word Sexy Radio, and I'm going to continue to do it. I got to start getting people for next year because I haven't even started getting people. I don't even know who's going to be on the first show yet. I guess this is going to be what we're going to do because I have nobody lined up, nobody.
We'll get somebody lined up. We'll send some people over to you.
Yeah, we'll get it done. I mean, usually we don't have issues. And a lot of times people get scared to come on the show because they know we're going to get them. But it's just the way it is. But let me go ahead. Did you want me to play this thing that he did, this poem, or no? Because it's going to take 2 minutes.
Oh,
we got 4 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can go ahead and play it. You can play it.
All right, here we go. Let me play that.
You have initiated indelible intimacies indented upon my intellect. I only think of you between blinks of my eyes. But you have caught me in a falsehood, because after the other blink in the eye, every other heartbeat you on my mindset. I am obsessed with you. This dark skin of mine masks oaths written in various fonts to you. Your name is my answer, both positively and negative, to all questions. Your favorite scent is what I use to freshen the air within the walls of and without the walls of my home. And the colors that you have shown inclination to, they are the similar colors that are in my house. Various photographs exist on my computer, in my phone, and next to the dollars and the credit cards inside of my wallet. I am obsessed with you. My worst nightmares are pleasant reminders of your idiosyncrasies. Every prayer that my mouth utters includes thank you to the Father for letting me be cognizant of your existence. I have easily memorized the rhythm of your footsteps upon no matter what the substance is, no matter what shoes you're wearing. And separately and collectively, your initials and measurements form passwords and are the combination to my gym locker. I am obsessed with you. And I know what you are thinking, but it is supposed to be extreme. It is supposed to be overkill. It is supposed to be a tad bit frightening. Otherwise, it wouldn't be obsession. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. Obsessed with you. Pop home.
All right.
As
I guess
always.
He got somebody's ass.
As always, he's obsessed. The hottest, the greatest porn alive. He just got them all the way.
Most of his shit is like that, about him being obsessed and like, I can't get away from your ass and all that. You know, I mean, but that's what he does.
Yeah.
That's
what he does. I have a great tag team partner. He's great at what he does.
That's it. But you know, I thank all of y'all for coming on, and I want y'all to have a good holiday and everything. And I will. We're gonna have a show the day after New Year's Day. It'll be that Wednesday, okay? So
all right.
I'm gonna set it up. So get ready for that. Enjoy your holidays and be safe. And
all right.
Come on back to work next year. All right.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good holiday.
Thank you for
all right,
having
guys.
Me on.
I'm going to email you, DV.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes,
thank
right.
You.
You guys have a good holiday.